From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. House Republicans have voted to establish two committees on dismantling the health care law. The panels are to find alternative ways of providing health insurance and lower health care costs. President Obama has repeatedly promised to veto any legislation to repeal the health care law. South Korea has agreed to North Korea's offer of high-level military talks. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, this could be a step forward in relieving tense ties on the Korean Peninsula.
This development is being seen as a dividend of Chinese pressure on North Korea. It also came soon after the Sino-US summit, when the two presidents expressed concern about North Korea's nuclear enrichment program and called for the early resumption of six-party talks. Now, for the first time, North Korea has offered to discuss its shelling of a South Korean island and the sinking of a South Korean warship killing 46 sailors. South Korea has agreed, though it's not yet clear whether the talks will be at the ministerial level. If held, these could possibly pave the way for six-party talks to be restarted. But South Korean officials say Pyongyang's sincerity must first be gauged during working-level talks. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
A senior West African military officer says armies in the region are on standby to intervene in Ivory Coast to force the incumbent leader to leave office. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton reports that the regional bloc has threatened to use force to remove Laurent Gbagbo if he continues to resist demands to step down.
Nigerian Air Marshal Oluseyi Petinrin says West Africa's military forces are awaiting instructions from heads of state to move into Ivory Coast to restore democracy. Petinrin says they need only the nod from the politicians to force incumbent Ivorian leader Laurent Gbagbo to step down. The African Union mediator has called for the continent to take a tougher stand against Gbagbo. He defiantly remains in office, despite Africa and most of the world recognizing his challenger, Alassane Ouattara, as Ivory Coast president-elect. West African leaders have talked about using force to dislodge Gbagbo, but have not followed up on the military option. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the nation's battle against organized crime is far from over. Holder says more than 100 reputed mob figures were rounded up Thursday in New York, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. He says the suspects are accused of crimes ranging from murder and drug trafficking to gambling and loan sharking. There are reports that General Electric CEO Jeffrey Immelt will be named to head the White House Economic Advisory Board. The panel of non-government officials was created in 2009 to help find ways to aid the nation's economic recovery. Immelt replaced Jack Welch as head of GE in 2000. This is NPR News. A Tunisian government official says all assets belonging to the family of ousted President Zain al-Abidine Ben Ali will be seized. Eleanor Beardsley reports that Tunisia's new interim government has announced an investigation into how the family acquired the wealth.
President Ben Ali's wife had 10 brothers, and the Tunisians say they all enriched themselves at the expense of the people. They owned the most lucrative businesses like car dealerships, banks, and media outlets. Tunisian state television, no longer controlled by the Ben Ali family, has begun reporting on the president's vast corruption. Thursday, the TV showed a collection of jewelry, credit cards, sunglasses, watches, and cell phones that belong to the Ben Ali family. France, Germany, and Switzerland have frozen all assets of the former Tunisian dictator. Ben Ali, his wife, and her family fled to Saudi Arabia last Friday after being ousted in a popular uprising. They are said to have left the country with a ton and a half of gold. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis.
Convicted murderer and Charles Manson follower Patricia Krenwinkle has again been denied parole by a two-member board in California. The board said it considered her crimes as well as dozens of letters opposing Krenwinkle's release. 63-year-old Krenwinkle was convicted along with Manson, Charles Manson, and two others for seven notorious slayings in 1969, known as the Tate-LaBianca murders. Some areas of the Midwest are bracing for over a foot of snow and bitter cold. At least six traffic deaths are being blamed on a winter storm in the Midwest. Three of the victims were killed while heading to a funeral in western Indiana. The storm is moving east and threatening more heavy snow for areas along the way over the next day or so. Advisories are now posted from Oklahoma to Indiana. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.